This is Ian Kamtak of KVAK Radio with the VHS Ski Coach, Pete Toy. Pete, you just got done with your final state competition for the high school. And so how did the trip go?
It went very well. State's always an unusual kind of race for us because it's so very competitive. The six best boys and girls from the biggest programs around the state come down, and the competition level is very intense. This year we have the state of Alaska has 40 high school kids going to the junior nationals this week, actually, in Lake Placid, New York. And most of them are represented in the top 20 girls and the top 20 boys at state. So it's hyper-competitive. These are kids that ski and train 12 months out of the year. So how we do, you always have to keep in perspective because we have a lot of junior varsity skiers that now are placed in varsity at state. And they do what they can. I mean, everybody's at a different level. Everybody's at a different level of conditioning, of talent, of skill, of passion. And I really believe that this year, last weekend anyway, all of our kids, I thought, competed to the very best of their ability. In individual sport, that's all you can do. Do your very best based upon where you're at, conditioning and technique-wise. So, you know, it's a long answer to a short question, but I was pleased. I think most of them skied their very best of the year. It's a very difficult course because they finally have enough snow over at Kincaid to open up a lot of the other parts of the course that for the past few years they could not do because they couldn't reach it with their snowmaking. But now that there was snow everywhere, there were some real difficult components as far as hills and turns, and it took great skill. And our kids negotiated the best they could. Riley Norris had an outstanding ski meet, one of the best that I recall since I've been doing this. She ended up 24th overall out of 99 skiers and ahead of a lot of really good 4A kids. And she ended up winning the 3A Classic. The next day she was second place in the 3A skate, but her combined times for both races were the fastest of any 3A kid, so she also won the 3A Ski Meister Award, which was really neat. So she had a very competitive weekend. She's tough, she's in great shape, she has good technique, and she could run with that crowd. And we had a couple others. Taylor Houston is a senior, had a very good, solid meet. Ben Swanson is a junior. He had a solid meet, relative to the level of competition. And we had a number of first-year skiers that held their own. A couple of them were seniors, Caitlin Connell and John Banner. And then we had Angie Alfaro, another two-year skier as a senior, in her final act. And then Colton Prevost was a senior this year. We had eight seniors on the team out of the 12. And this was his third year of skiing. And he had a good, solid meet, did the best he could. Chris Cummins made a great effort. He's now in New York, actually auditioning for Juilliard, which is pretty neat. So our kids have a number of different interests. They don't devote their entire life to one thing like a lot of the competition does at this level anyway. It's a bit more competitive for us at the boroughs and at the regions than it is at state, but state's a great experience. You get to see super skiers, super coaches, super waxing technologies. It's always fascinating to me. Jostin Carlson, a junior, very good technique, and he'll come back next year. If he and Ben come back in great shape, they should have very successful years. We had some young ones. Gracie Keller's a freshman. She'll be back. Victoria Koronev, a sophomore, she'll be back. And Rowan Miller, sophomore, she'll be back. And had a successful season, and they'll hopefully be ready to go next year.
All right, now just listening to you, you are definitely one of the coaches who do it for the kids and make sure that they get something out of it, as well as, you know, being able to compete at a high level. Now, I have heard that you are retiring after this year, so you will no longer be coaching skiing or teaching. So just to take a look back at what were some of your more memorable experiences coaching and teaching here?
The teaching part is, you know, pretty straightforward. I mean, the most memorable moments I have is to, you know, watch many or most of the students that we've worked with here graduate, because that's our ultimate goal, to try to provide as much support as we possibly can to students that might be struggling a little bit academically and help them leave here with a diploma. I think that's very important, rather than a certificate of achievement or attendance or whatever it is. It's nice to have an actual diploma, because life's tough enough without having to explain why you don't have a diploma. So graduations are always meaningful to me, because, you know, you end up developing a bond with a lot of the students, and that's why you do it. The coaching now, you know, the coaching is a little different, because outside, it's so different than from the classroom. I mean, when you coach any sport, I mean, you're spending a lot of time with these students. You're sharing with their joys, you're sharing with their sorrows, you're sharing with their disappointments, with the good times, the bad times, the injuries, the self-doubt, the frustrations, the high times, the low times, all the travel. And you watch these in our sport, you watch these kids brave all these conditions from below 0 to 40 in rain and ice and good snow and bad snow, and you just watch them deal with it. And they, you know, always to me have demonstrated a toughness that you wouldn't recognize if you're just talking to them, that they have a toughness about them that that they don't strut around with and try to display. And that's why it's so special with me. I probably couldn't coach as long as I have in most other sports, but these skiers, every year, you know, this is my 15th year, and every year they're just a terrific group. They're good students, they're nice people, and they're tough competitors. I mean, even when we're practicing, some of the conditions we have to go out in, and then they go to these races, and just a number of things they have to deal with. The fact that they got to negotiate the course on their own. You know, there's no substitutes, there's no timeouts, there's no giving you a rest and putting you back in. You take off out of that start area and head into the woods, and you're on your own. And then everyone's standing around waiting to see when you come back out. So, you know, it's very humbling, really, because I never skied competitively. It's very humbling to watch these kids perform as they have. And it's easy, you know, to focus on the kids that were super successful. And, you know, there were so many of them that, you know, I don't want to mention, because I'll leave a few out. But, you know, watching those that have the gifts perform at their best is always a tremendous reward. But also, I'll tell you, Ian, for honestly, watching all of them develop and grow throughout the season. I mean, where we start in November and end in February. This year, we took a few up in Fairbanks for that first race in November. They couldn't even get up the hill. It was their first time. And then we went back 6 weeks later, and they were racing the course like everybody else. So to watch that growth, to watch that confidence, you develop a connection with these kids based on respect for what they do, because they are all, there's nobody sitting on the bench watching, they are all racing every kilometer that every other kid is doing, and there's no timeouts. You know, it's everybody's their own team, and it's just a great attitude that they've always demonstrated. I think it's a terrific sport. You know, it's a terrific life skills sport, something that they'll do the rest of their lives. It'll teach their kids to do the rest of their lives. And you can't not, you know, love these kids when you watch them, because they lay it all out there regardless of where they fit. And we always talk about, I could care less where they finish It's not about beating anybody. It's about beating the course. And like I said in that little thing yesterday, I mean that 100%. Skiing is, there's nothing you can do to slow down an opponent. You know, it's not like you can do something special in football or basketball or any other sport to slow someone down. You're racing the course, that's all. And at the end, you hope that your time is competitive with others that are in your comparative group. And that's where the growth takes place. You get a little bit faster every day. And if you work hard and you put the work in, you improve, and that's a great thing to watch. And these kids love each other, and they have so much fun together. They always have. So, you know, looking back at it, yeah, we were lucky a few years ago when we won a couple state championships and a regional championship. There were a lot of years we didn't have four skiers, boys or girls, that could compete at that level for a team title, and we haven't in a while. But we have four that go give it their all, and that's all you can ever ask. I probably remember more the times that I missed on the wax or didn't have somebody at the starting area in time than I do the high spots. You know, I always remember, you know, the lower spots where I go home after a race and thinking, man, alive, I wish I had another chance at that wax. I get consumed with the waxing part of it, like every coach. But, you know, if it wasn't a great thing, I certainly wouldn't be doing it for 15 years, because it absolutely is not about the money. It's just about the kids. It's something that you love doing. You get it in your bones. You get coaching in your blood, and no matter the sport, it just becomes, you know, something that you do, you know. And this has been a great place. I'd never imagined I was going to coach again when I came up here. I thought my coaching was over. And the skiing, I never imagined I would coach, but had an opportunity to be an assistant coach first year with Bob Carlson, and then took over from there. And it's been it's a long, hard learning process if you've never done it. Especially when it comes to waxing and technique, because there's so much more to it than it appears. But it's a great school, great kids. I mean, you guys at KVAK and at the newspaper, you've always been so supportive. It's hard, you know. It's for me, it's a very bittersweet thing. I'm not one that counting the minutes to get out of here. Or, hey, how many days left to retire? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't care. It's not like I'm clicking my heels. But, you know, we have grandkids down in Wyoming and around close to Wyoming that don't know us, so it's about time to get down a little closer to family.
All right, now, me working at KVAK, I actually had the privilege of having you as a teacher. Granted, I may have been a little bit of a knucklehead in that gym class from time to time, but I may have been, no. Me and my friends may have been a little bit more of the harder people you had to teach, but getting out of high school and actually getting to talk to you more about skiing and seeing what you do for the kids, I have grown to appreciate what you've done for the kids and for everyone coaching. So the high school will definitely be missing you here once you retire. But since it's in the last semester and it's almost over, do you think you'll miss anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I'll miss it all. I will. I miss the kids. I miss the environment. We have a great staff here. It just feels like family. I'll certainly miss the coaching part of it. If I was sticking around, I would probably try to still coach. No, I love what I do. I'll be 66 in June. I could have retired a long time ago. But I love what I do. And this will always be a special place. I came up here from spending 15 years at the University of Wyoming as an assistant athletic director, but it kind of lost its significance, you know, the importance that you put on winning football and basketball games at the 1A level or at the Division I level, college level. It was a great job too, but I kind of outgrew it. Like, it didn't make a whole lot of difference if we beat certain team or not. I always thought it'd be more important working with high school kids again. And I was right. I mean, it's the best, I mean, career-wise, probably the best thing I've ever done is be here with these kids and develop these bonds and realize that, you know, they're in high school, you know, from age 14 to 18, is there another time in anyone's life that you develop so much and expand so much as far as emotionally, physically, you know, relationships and becoming your own person. And it's just thrilling to be around, and it's so interesting to watch because there's so much energy here, you know, so much adrenaline, so much energy. Freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, you know, they're all different. They all develop. They all mature different rates, but they all mature nonetheless. And when they leave here, you know, they're young adults and they're expected to carry their own water, right? And that's exciting for high school. I couldn't imagine teaching anywhere but a high school. And that's what I'll fondly remember. I don't consider it a job, to tell the truth. I don't know if I've ever had a job where I got to get up and go. The only thing I won't miss is a lot of the paperwork and bureaucracy that's associated with special ed. And that's just the way it is. It's the law. I'm not whining, but I won't miss it. I'll tell you that much. I'll miss the kids. That's about it.